Did you rise the sun for me? Or paint a million stars that I might know your majesty? Everything I've known marked with my maker's fingerprint. And breathe on me, let me see your face. And ever I will see.
I was thinking about this song this week. Those words just rang out in my mind. I said, God, I want to be with you. And it just, God just seemed like this image of home. And I just thought to myself, have you ever found yourself like really far away from home? And not like, you know, figuratively like in your spiritual walk, but like, have you ever just been like very far away from home? Like you had to, I don't know, go somewhere and do some work for a day or something, and you're in that place, and all you can think about is how badly you just want to be home and how familiar home sounds right now. I was thinking about that, and God just put this story on my mind from the Bible about the prodigal son, the lost son, and if you don't remember the story, his dad has a farm, and he goes out and squanders his inheritance. He takes his inheritance and runs away from home and goes and wastes it on, you know, whatever. And he finds himself very far away from home in a muddy pig pen, and thinking, you know, seriously giving thought to eating the pig's food because he's that hungry. And he thinks to himself, you know, that he wants to go back to his father's house. He's just longing for home. And I think that our lives, a lot of times, are like that. You know, that we, our lives are like that muck, that pig pen, that sticky, muddy mess, and we just feel like, God, we just want to come back to you. And worship is like a chance to come back to God. And so I actually found this Eastern Orthodox hymn that was, you know, these very beautiful words. So, Leanne, would you read that for us now?
I have recklessly forgotten your glory, O Father, and among sinners I have scattered the riches which you gave to me. And now I cry to you as the prodigal. I have sinned before you, O merciful Father. Receive me as a penitent and make me as one of your hired servants.
So worship can be like this returning to God, this like coming home from the muck and the mire and the nastiness of our lives. But there's like this, there's this huge glaring problem with the way this reading, this hymn is written, and with this mindset that this young man had. And if we stop the story there, we've really missed the point. He was stuck in all this junk, and in his case, like, it was obviously his fault. Like, his choices led him to there, and now here he is stuck in this stuff. But for us, sometimes we find ourselves stuck in stuff that maybe even doesn't seem like our fault. And he looked, and he wanted to come back to his father as a servant. And that's thinking like just exactly how a human would think. We're very concerned with whose fault it is and whose blame should be placed, because he realizes that it's his fault. So he's like, okay, I'm going to admit that it's my fault, and I'm going to go back as a servant. And blame is very important to us as humans, because we want to say either it's my fault, or more likely we want to be able to say it's not my fault, And we can be angry at God or at a person or at a situation or whatever. We can be angry about something. We're very concerned about whose fault it is. But God, played by the Father in this story,
surprise, surprise,
God is not at all concerned about why we are in the situation that we're in. He wasn't, the Father in this story wasn't concerned about why the Son had left. The Son had confused his choices and his situation. He confused what he had done with who he was. He thought he needed to be a servant, but God said, no, you're a son, and you will always be a son no matter what you've done. And God speaks to us in the same way. No matter what we've done, God still calls us a son or a daughter. And no matter where we are, God's not concerned about whether the place that we're in, that we're like, oh God, I want to get out of this. God's not concerned with whether that's our fault or whether we have some penance to do or some servanthood to get out of there before we can earn our way back. God says it doesn't matter why you're in the place you are or where the place is or what you did. What's important is who you are. And so we're going to sing some more of this song in just a second. And these words of this song just like, bam, right in my heart this week said, I abandon all I am to have you capture me again. And it doesn't really make a lot of sense to like abandon everything we are, except if you think that what we're really saying is not I'm abandoning being a son, but I'm abandoning the thought of my actions and my place and anything else defining who I am. I'm abandoning my thought of who I am, and instead, I'm just going to be a son or a daughter right now. And so as we sing that, I want you to think that. So before we sing, if you guys could do this with me, if you want to close your eyes and just breathe deep, kind of just get in a relaxed state and think for a second about who you think you are. You know, if left to your own devices, if only in your mind, without God defining who you are, who do you think you are? And if you could just maybe boil that down to one word and say, I'm a failure. I'm a sinner. I'm a an overachiever. I'm a prideful person. And can we go ahead and put up the words for the second part of this? We're going to read this together. I kind of changed the words a little bit of this reading, and I want us to read it together, kind of in unison. And you see there's a blank here. So fill in the blank as you say it out loud with the thing that you think of yourself as. And then, you know, where it says son or daughter, say whatever applies to you. And let this ring true from your heart as you've, you know, taken a moment to think about how you think of yourself versus God saying that you are a son or a daughter. And let's say this together, and then let's just sing it and drive it home to let go of those definitions.
I have recklessly forgotten your glory, O Father. And among sinners I have scattered the riches which you gave to me. And now I cry to you, not as a sinner, but as a daughter. Receive me, God. Come running to me as I come running to you.
Abandon all you are. Sing it again. Abandon it, God.
Can I feel you in the rain? Abandon all I am to have you capture me again.
Sing one more time.
Can I feel you in the rain? Abandon all I am to have you capture me again.
Sing, breathe on me, God.
Breathe on me and let me see your face.
in your arms. Oh God, I want to be with you. It's all you are. It's all I want. Oh yeah. Draw me close in your eyes.
As the lost son sought you.
Never will I seek you.
Lord, I will run from my mud or my mire, not as a failure, but as a son.
Never will I seek you.
And I know you will come running after me, God. You will come running to meet me.
Never I will seek you.
Lord, when I find myself far from home, Lord, could I forget about whose fault it is and just come running to you? Could I remember, Lord, how you run to me? Lord, how you wrap your arms around me? Lord, just to be here with you, could I remember how that feels like home? Lord, the next time I feel that feeling in my soul to long for home, Lord, could I seek after you? Lord, not to seek after financial gain, not to seek after mental peace or stability. Lord, could I just seek after you? God, I just want to seek you. Let me just sing again with me. Ever I will seek. Jesus, thank you for meeting us in this place. Lord, thank you, Lord, that when we cry out to you from the depth of our soul, Lord, that you, Lord, you don't let that cry just float in the air, but Lord, you come running to us. Thank you for your presence in this place, for meeting us here.